August 1977. Chapter 1. David ran up the stairs and stepped into the quiet foyer of the school, pausing for a moment to get his breath and his bearings. He was late for Paul's concert, very late. He'd planned to leave the hospital early, but ambulances had pulled in with an older couple as he was walking out the door. The husband had fallen off a ladder and landed on his wife. His leg was broken, and her arm. The leg needed a plate and pins. David called Nora, hearing the barely contained anger in her voice, angry enough himself that he didn't care, was glad even to annoy her. She had married him knowing what his work was, after all. The silence had pulsed between them for a long moment before he hung up. The terrazzo floor had a faintly pinkish cast, and the lockers that lined the walls of the hallway were dark blue. David stood listening, hearing only his own breathing for a moment, and then a burst of applause drew him down the hall to the big double wooden doors of the auditorium. He pulled one door open and stepped inside, letting his eyes adjust. The place was packed. A sea of darkened heads flowed downward to the brightly lit stage. He scanned them, looking for Nora. A young woman handed him a program, and as a boy in low-slung jeans walked out onto the stage and sat down with his saxophone, she pointed to the fifth name down. David took a deep, grateful breath and felt his tension ease. Paul was number 7. He had made it just in time. The saxophonist began, playing with passion and intensity, hitting one screeching wrong note that sent chills down David's spine. He scanned the audience again and found Nora in the center near the front with an empty seat beside her. So she had thought of him at least, saving him this place. He hadn't been sure she would. He wasn't sure anymore of anything. Well, he was sure of his anger and of the guilt that kept him silent about what he'd seen in Aruba. Those things certainly stood between them, but he did not have the smallest glimpse into Nora's heart, her desires or motivations. The sax player finished with a flourish and stood up to bow. During the applause, David made his way down the dimly lit aisle, climbing awkwardly past those already seated to take his place by Nora. "David," she said, moving her coat, "so you made it after all."
"It was emergency surgery, Nora," he said.
"Oh, I know. I'm used to it. It's only Paul who concerns me."
"Paul concerns me, too," David said. "That's why I'm here."
"Yes, indeed." Her voice was sharp and clipped. "So you are." He could feel her anger radiating in waves. Her short blonde hair was perfectly styled, and she was all shades of cream and gold, wearing a natural silk suit she'd bought on her first trip to Singapore. As the business had grown, she'd traveled more and more, taking tour groups to places both mundane and exotic.